Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Brian Walker joins us. He's Senior Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Big oil makes big profits. To lower our costs, you got to stand up to them, big time. Not Adam Laxalt. He's Big Oil's best buddy. As Attorney General, he tried to block a fraud investigation when Exxon got caught lying. Then oil billionaires spent millions supporting Laxalt's campaign. No surprise from Adam Laxalt, who keeps making money from stock he owns in ExxonMobil and Chevron. He sells us out and cashes in. SMP is responsible for the content of this ad.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Brian Walker. He is the Senior Vice President and Director of Public Affairs and Government Affairs for the Retail Association of Nevada. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
Always. So let's start out with the numbers that we just got in over the last couple of days of the ACT scores, including for Nevada and in particular Clark County. What were your thoughts on those numbers and where we sit in the rankings, which did not look good?
Well, first, Sam, I think you have to kind of understand how kids select, pre-select, or in Nevada's case, don't select at all to take the ACTs. Nevada, I think, is one of only a handful, if not the only state that requires it's compulsory to take the ACT. And that compulsion is for all students, regardless of learning disability, regardless of language, it's a requirement for graduation. And so our numbers reflect an entire population of students taking the ACTs, whereas a lot of states, that is simply not true. Students that are college ready, college bound, are pre-selecting taking the ACT. So I think comparing those two numbers is apples and oranges. But what it does though is underscore where our students in Nevada are performing. And you know, it's another reminder, no matter how we are measuring student progress in Nevada and in specifically Clark County, it's not working. And it's just to me an additional data point on why Clark County can't seem to get students to be able to perform and master standards at grade level.
What's the solution in your mind?
You know, there are a lot of new and interesting kind of innovative things going. The superintendent of the state school district, Dr. Ebert, looking at moving towards more mastery. You know, right now, Sam, as much as it is, our school system is based on dividing kids by when their parents conceived them. If it was by a certain month, you're going to be in this class. And if it wasn't by a certain month, you're now going to be in the next class. And that's just not how students learn. And so we put a lot of social stigmatism on not advancing a student who can't go to an additional grade. you know, which is why the legislature made their decision to make huge changes to the Read by Three program. And so now you have students who continually cannot read, where reading is a fundamental part of learning the next part of every other subject. And so there are ways to look at schooling kids more on, can you master this subject? And when and if you can, you move on to the next set of standards. So there are things that we can do, but our current system, especially in Clark County, is allergic to change and cannot seem to implement any solution. And the legislature has tried multiple times over multiple sessions, and the school district, the board of trustees, superintendent, just can't seem to implement the program.
All right, so you look at this and you think, well, with these kind of numbers, the superintendent would not get a new contract, and yet...
No, you had a board of trustees in the last week say that they are rubber stamping what we're doing. And I think that is hard for the public to stomach. And it does show that the school board is not, I think, understanding the pulse of voters. They're not understanding the pulse of parents. And so you have a system full of distrust. And so that makes it additionally harder for the school district to kind of dig itself out of where it's at.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal put out its recommendations for a lot of offices, including school board. Were you comfortable with their recommendations?
I can't say I've read it. You know, it's a very interesting mix. To me, the school board member that causes some consternation in the public, but seems to be wanting to hold the district accountable, which is really the role of a trustee, would be Trustee Ford. I think she has earned the right to go back. She's asking questions, and a lot of times feels like she's stymied by other members of the board who are only comfortable having conversations behind closed doors. And so the public really doesn't get to understand why the board's making decisions. And I think the superintendent, you know, extending his contract and giving him a raise is a perfect example of that. You had a trustee Williams claim on Twitter that there was information that she had that the public didn't have, and that's why she voted to extend his contract and give him a raise. By not having those conversations in public and allowing the community to understand why you're making decisions, there's not going to continue to be any trust in the school district.
You know, for years now, we've heard about breaking up the Clark County School District. Are we any closer to that happening, or is that just a pipe dream?
You know, I think we're closer now. I think there is a larger coalition of folks who are more interested in that. You know, you recently saw all the chambers of commerce come out in favor of that petition. You know, so I think the coalition of people that want to see that level of change is certainly growing. Whether they'll be successful or not at the ballot, I think remains to be seen. But every time this conversation seems to percolate, it gets bigger. And really, you know, as someone who would prefer not to break up the Clark County School District, having to defend the actions of the school board, like these decisions, makes it much more difficult. How do you tell somebody, no, I think this is worth saving, when they keep shooting themselves in the foot?
Okay, so why do you think it's worth saving? Because you're kind of swimming against the stream here.
Well, I think that having a large district does lend itself to having a lot of opportunities that small districts do not. You know, there is a reason that ATEC is not located in Elko. It's because you have to draw from a large enough population. You have to have resources. You have to make commitments that you can have a singular institution built for a singular purpose. And we have examples of those types of campuses all around Clark County. There are solutions beyond breaking it up, but I very much worry about equality. The other thing that you can take a look at when you're breaking up the district is looking at how salaries are distributed. Right now in Clark County, every single school pays an average rate for every teacher, and that right now sits at about $90,000. So when you're building a school budget, every teacher is worth $90,000. There are some budget line items that allow you to pay what is the actual cost of the teacher. And so what ends up happening is schools that are Title I, schools that struggle to get teachers there, often have brand new teachers. teachers that aren't very expensive, but these schools are subsidizing then teachers who are making six figures in schools that are not Title I or high free and reduced lunches. And so there's an inequity built into the system currently that I don't think splitting it amongst geographical regions enhances. I think it's a detriment to our students.
We're seeing, as always, it seems to me, a huge shortage of teachers in Clark County. Is this just a function of how big the district is and you know, more than it is necessarily the starting wages?
No, you know, these teachers didn't disappear. You know, we've always had, you know, struggled to fill positions and over the past, but we've had a lot of teachers exit the profession. And that is something that has been ongoing. And these teachers are still in the economy. They're working in different positions. And there are hard, concrete reasons why they're leaving the profession. And so when you continually have, you know, a school district that, yes, raising the starting pay is important, there's a group of teachers in the middle who haven't yet reached the six-figure salary range, but continuously see these younger, more inexperienced teachers making the same amount of money they are. So they're leapfrogging up the pay scale. And so I think there's a huge morale issue that's ongoing. And so the district isn't doing much to address that. You know, I will point out that one of the metrics they use to judge Superintendent Jara on his effectiveness when they rated him highly effective was his ability to hire new teachers into the district. And so, you know, you can see how that might play a role if you have a limited number of funds to make sure that you're emphasizing raising that starting pay salary so that you're getting brand new teachers into the building, because that's what you're being graded on. You're not being graded on making sure the net loss of teachers is continuing to decrease. And so I would say that the teacher shortage is really a priority that the district has built into the superintendent. And until you fix that, there's not a priority to make sure that we're holding on to our teachers.
Were you surprised that the Clark County Education Association didn't endorse in the governor's race?
No. I think, you know, it is very difficult to make choices right now. And you're seeing lots of organizations look at their core constituencies. You know, the governor ran on being an education governor, made a few strides. They passed a tax increase on mining in order to fund a little bit of that. And so if that wasn't enough for the Clark County Education Association, I can see why they make that decision.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more with Brian Wachter after this timeout.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mendham with Joey Whitaker. One of the things I love about the Carson Valley Inn here in beautiful downtown Mendham is CB Steak. I have eaten here so many times. Tell folks what they can expect when they come here to eat.
It's a beautiful room, great service. We have certified Angus beef, seafood, lamb, a great range of appetizers, and wonderful desserts. Jean-Michel's done a great job of selecting some beautiful wines for us. The customers love it, and we've got a great selection of cocktails as well. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
The 10th annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, your RTC, our community, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, compassion, accountability, integrity, respect, the Nevada Mining Association, mining a better future for Nevada, and NV Energy. NV Energy proudly serves Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Brian Wachter of the Retail Association of Nevada. As you're looking at the political races that are going on right now, have you ever seen things both publicly and privately, according to polls, so close?
No, you know, and that's what's kind of remarkable. All of these polls coming out, whether you look at the Republican leaning ones, you look at the Democratic leaning ones, everyone's within the same about absolute value margin of error. These are races that at the moment are particularly close, not all of them, but certainly the key ones. And it's fascinating to see that, you know, we're down to, you know, a few undecideds and a few pockets of universes. And it'll be interesting to see which campaigns can reach those voters.
Okay, so that's the big question. And I'm glad you raised that issue. You know, in normal campaigns, the undecideds, the real undecideds, the undecideds the day before the going to the poll on election day is usually 3 to 5%. How big is that number now?
Well, I think so. You know, first with Nevada changing how we vote, right? Nevada kind of votes in three waves now, especially with mail-in balloting. So we have a lot of folks in Nevada already who have already gotten ballots. And so that wave is slowly starting. As soon as Washoe and Clark come on, we would expect that kind of first wave to crash. And so there's a percentage of voters that'll be undecided until they vote by mail. And then there's a third of voters that are going to show up and they're going to vote early. And that's what they do. And so they'll remain undecided until we get to that point. I think, though, there are very few undecided voters probably voting on Election Day. And so I think it'll be interesting to see how that dynamic plays out. Election Day, you know, since, you know, as we've seen historically over the last couple cycles, has really been a Republican heavy driven day. And Republicans don't tend to be undecided at this point.
Okay. Do you buy into the number of quote, and I'm saying quote independents and quote nonpartisans, that they are really of that ilk, or are they just dissatisfied Republicans and Democrats?
I even think dissatisfied is a weird word. These are people that would prefer just not to be labeled, but their opinions, their values, their core beliefs align with those of people in other like situations. And so they may not call themselves Democrats or they may not call themselves Republicans, but for the most part, a large majority of vote the same particular way. They are some of the most partisan voters that we have in Nevada. I remember during the last legislative session, we had a poll in the field and we asked voters how important it was that legislators worked in a bipartisan fashion. Democrats and Republicans vote overwhelmingly wanted legislators to work in bipartisan fashion. The lowest group, it was just over 50%, were nonpartisans. And so they are some of the most partisan voters we have.
Wow. Let's go to hand counting of ballots that we've got in Nine County, and I believe Esmeralda County as well. I don't know, you're a techie guy. I've got people who are my techie people that help me be a techie guy. I don't get the hand counting. Do you?
No, I don't. I think you might as well just put marbles in jars during a town meeting if that's the direction you're going to go. I mean, we have tools in place. They, you know, have been used repeatedly and successfully over several elections. We're constantly upgrading that system. Congress looked at the election security infrastructure in the United States. There's no reason we should be hand counting ballots in this day and age.
So what's the answer to this election integrity issue? Because, you know, as you well know, and I certainly do, this is a form of marketing of telling people that, you know, that there's something wrong with the system. And yet, on a legal basis, Republican and Democrat, judges, you know, secretaries of state, I mean, this would have to be the world's biggest conspiracy that, you know, every, you know, county in every state had corruption going on. How do we turn this around in your mind to where people can have confidence, because if they don't have confidence in both the election system and the judicial system, then we got a whole world of trouble going on forward.
No, I mean, isn't that what Ben Franklin meant by the republic, if we can keep it? I mean, this is what we're talking about. I think I don't know how much you can do to change someone's mind who is so convinced that the level of conspiracy that exists on elections is accurate. I don't think there's something you can do. I think what it takes is the population of folks who have such distrust in our institutions will slowly dwindle over time. But this is something that we're seeing in politics, but it's something that we're seeing demographically and culturally underlying this shift. I remember there was a scientific paper about 12, 13 years ago that came out, and I don't remember the author, so I apologize. But it illustrated that if you reminded voters that they lived in or were going to live in a minority majority area or state, they got more conservative on how they voted on any issue unrelated to a social or a racial issue. That's just what science 12 years ago was stipulating. And so this is an underlying current about who we are and how we look and how we're represented. And then this is just the political manifestation of those larger cultural trends.
I remember several years ago now, probably within the last 4 or 5 years, of talking to Sig Rogich about this whole situation with the Republican Party at that time in particular, having this giant split between people all the way over to the right and people who are more moderate. And he said, we'll get past it. He said, we had this with the John Birch Society back in the day. We got past it and we'll get past this. Do you agree?
I'm not sure we're past it. I think it's the same society. I mean, you can look at trend lines, especially in voting, and it is breaking down between secular and non-secular. And to be specific, secular and evangelical Christianity. And even looking at how Hispanics are breaking in some of these races, the U.S. Senate race and then the governor's race, it is strongly along the lines of a religious ideology. And so that is kind of the underlying current. And so I would suggest it's not something that has been, quote unquote, beaten. It is something that has existed in the United States since our founding.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be back more with Brian Wachter after this timeout.
With Nevada's only transplant center and verified burn center, the science is here. With award-winning cardiologist and the state's only dedicated heart failure clinic, the talent is here. With Nevada's most advanced robotic surgery, the technology is here. And with the Silver State's only designated pediatric trauma center, hope is here. All because we are here. UMC.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Brian Wachter. He's Director of Public and Government Affairs for the Retail Association of Nevada. Did you ever think that District 1, Congressional District 1, would ever be a toss-up?
No. Are we counting it as a toss-up now?
Well, I think Dina Titus is running as though it's a toss-up.
Well, and she certainly should. I would be very surprised if Dina Titus doesn't return to Congress.
Me too. But I mean, just the fact that it's under discussion, I find somewhat shocking.
Well, and that was the gamble, right, that the Democrats in the legislature made, is they could even out the districts and hope that a demographic change and over time, those three districts, each all three of them would become less competitive. Or they could maintain supremacy in one and gamble on a few more. We'll find out in November whether that paid off.
And that's where we have to leave it. Brian Wachter, always a pleasure, sir. Looking forward to seeing you in Carson City, but hopefully I'll see you a long time before then. Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
The 10th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by
the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, your RTC, our community, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, compassion, accountability, integrity, respect, the Nevada Mining Association, mining a better future for Nevada, and NV Energy. NV Energy proudly serves Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.